From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called an emergency meeting of her Security Council to address the shooting rampage at a shopping mall in Munich that left 10 people dead Friday, including the gunman police say is responsible for the attack. Police say the attacker took his own life. Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe and knife on a train in Germany, wounding four people before police shot him dead. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack. Stay with VOA for the latest developments on this story and more. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has named Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her presidential running mate. Prior to his election, Kaine was already focused on getting Clinton elected as president.
I got a job to do, and for the Hillary campaign, the best thing I can do is hopefully help her win in Virginia.
Kaine is a veteran Democratic politician who has the potential to attract voters repelled by Donald Trump and those who may have a hard time fully embracing Clinton. Wall Street Journal U.S. editor Glenn Hall says Kaine is a good choice for Clinton's vice presidential running mate.
He brings a couple of very important attributes. One, he's a Spanish speaker. He's got connections with the Hispanic community. That's an area that, as a voter block, is going to be really important in this election. Number two, Virginia's a battleground state, right? So if she can win the battleground state of Virginia, the Democratic campaign thinks there's no path to victory for Donald Trump. So it's a good blocking maneuver.
Clinton now heads into the party's convention next week with the Democratic ticket set. Clinton will face Donald Trump, who accepted his party's nomination Thursday night. Trump told his party America's in dire straits, suggesting the country is overrun by crime, casting himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe. Clinton is expected to give her vision for the U.S. when she accepts the Democratic presidential nomination next week in Philadelphia. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says his country can do more in the fight against extremism. He made the comment at the United Nations headquarters on Friday.
I was delighted just now to be talking to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon about his perspective, and he very much agrees that tackling radicalization, tackling extremism is at the forefront of the UN's activities, and I was able to tell him about our support in the UK for that work, and clearly we need to step that up.
Johnson was a leader in the campaign for Britain to leave the European Union. British voters chose to leave the EU in a national referendum last month. Britain's next step is to negotiate a new relationship with the EU once the government set in motion the formal talks to separate. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said climate change is just as important as the fight against Islamic State and other extremist groups. Speaking Friday at the International Conference in Austria, focusing on the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, Kerry said that efforts to phase down greenhouse gases could literally save life on the planet itself.
But the truth is, our goal for these talks, amending the Montreal Protocol to phase down HFCs, is one of the single most important unitary steps that we could possibly take at this moment to stave off the worst impacts of climate change and to protect the future for people in every single corner of the globe.
Kerry told the conference that climate change is as dangerous as, if not more, than the threat posed by violent extremism, being ISIS or other extremist elements. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. had no knowledge of or involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused a U.S.-based Muslim cleric or his followers of being behind the failed bid to take over the Turkish government. Obama said Friday he told President Erdogan this week by phone the U.S. had no involvement in the government takeover attempt. Obama said that Turkey's request for the cleric's extradition from his home in exile in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania must go through the U.S. legal process and would only be granted if Ankara can prove the cleric was behind the coup. A spokesman for the Anti-Islamic State Coalition says Syrians battling ISIS fighters in Manbij now have control of about half the city. Colonel Chris Garver said U.S.-backed Syrian Arab coalition fighters have control of the western half of Manbij, Syria, and continue to tighten their circle around the entire city. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.